Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Go ahead and plan that summer getaway. Even though you feel the crunch of inflation, maybe the concern of a potential recession, there's no need to deny yourself summer fun. Today on Wealth Creator Radio, Eric explains how you can manage a summer getaway amidst this economy. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He and his team at Heckman Financial are located right here in Silicon Valley, and Eric's been helping people have remarkable retirements for over 30 years now. It's his goal to help you weather most any economic storm. That's why we're here together every single weekend. He's a certified financial planner. Here's the phone number, 800-454-1184. Call for a complimentary appointment. You can text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Another thing you can do is get our complimentary toolbox. This includes Eric's book, Worry Less Wealth. Okay, comes with other educational materials. You can text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184, and you can always find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, hello to you.
Hey, Luann. Yeah, it's back to the summertime, and when people want to be going off and do stuff, and I know there's a lot of uncertainty out there, but you know, if you don't pay attention so much to the news, you'll actually realize that it's not as bad as everybody, all the doom and gloom that people talk about.
Good to know that we can go ahead and still dream of things to do and adventures to go on. Do you have any big plans for this summer?
Yeah, well, as you know, I like to do, I don't know if you call them goofy or crazy or somewhere in between, bicycling trips. So last year I rode the California coast. This year, my middle son, Ethan, who's in college, he'll be in between his last year of college there.
Wow.
He says, now or never if we want to go do this Canada trip. So we're drive the RV across Canada on the ride 100 kilometers in all 10 provinces in 3 weeks.
I love it.
So, yeah, so we'll go from West Coast to East Coast on there, and I'll fly back, and then he'll drive back across the country, and he's going to hit all the states he hasn't seen, so that'll have been all 50 states before he even turns 21.
Oh, my gosh. I love the way you guys, you guys set awesome goals, Eric. That sounds like so much fun. And really, it's a good example of what we all need to do, you know, in retirement. Set those goals, that bucket list, and do the things we want to do. Well, okay, so, you know, like you said, even the expense of inflation, we see massive layoffs. And of course, we're talking about a potential recession coming. Forbes surveyed about 1,000 Americans who do plan to travel this year, and about half of them say, yeah, they're going to go ahead and travel more this year, understanding it's going to cost them even more. Would they just have to allow for a higher travel budget in 2023?
Yeah, I mean, when we're talking about anytime about retirement or even just while you're still working, right, you just have to budget that in. Right? And as long as you know you're not going crazy and going overboard, right, you're not spending, you know, $20,000 for a trip that you thought was going to be five or you know, something like. For one thing we do for all of our clients, actually, is we have a fun fund, you know, because I always tell people it's like you've got 7 days a weekend when you're retired, not two. Mm-hmm. So you've got way more time and capacity to do more fun stuff. And that fun stuff often can cost you more money. So yeah, that's one of the things that you want to be, you know, really paying attention to and focused on is, okay, let's have a budget in there for these trips, for this fun stuff. And then the economics don't really matter of the time, because if you already have that in your budget, you should already have that money set aside. And so you can still go have fun instead of having to wait till you get older and older and older until you can't do it, right?
Yeah. Eric, here are some ways that travelers are actually modifying their plans for this summer. They're going to travel during the off season. They're going to change their places that they go to normally, maybe stay at a less expensive place, take a road trip rather than fly or bicycle, like you were saying, and just shorter duration of trips. So, you know, let's talk about how we keep inflation from derailing our plans, not just this summer, but in retirement.
Well, there's no way really you can beat inflation. You just have to keep making sure you're making money, right, and not losing it, and making sure you're doing the best you can. I mean, one of the simplest things right now, I mean, if you have money in a bank savings account, get it out. I mean, geez, if they're paying you 0.01 still, that is way too low. You can easily be getting over 4% now in savings accounts. So, yeah, just that rainy day fund and those little bits of dollars man, all of a sudden you go from no interest to 4%, it actually starts being real money. And so there's little things that you can be doing, just making sure, you know, that you have that and stuff like, yeah, like you said there, especially if you're retired, you can travel off season. That's a lot better. You have a lot less crowds, and sometimes even the weather is better, right? If you're going to go to a sunny location, lots of times you want to go when it's not quite, you know, June and July and August. And so there are some stuff like that. You know, lots of times, yeah, doing road trips might be cheaper, especially if you get out of California where the gas is always cheaper. So, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do to save some money, and you know, just look at those different options out there. And you know, I mean, what's one of the things that you really want to think about is when you're looking at your overall finances and say, okay, how does this fit in? What kind of lifestyle am I going to have? And especially when you're thinking about retirement, you want to figure out that, you know, how can I do all those cool trips? You know, one of the things I had is I had some clients that you know, they would go up to Glacier National Park and they just loved it up there. And so what they started doing is actually working there. They actually started getting employed there because they're like, well, you know, it's pretty, it's fun, but you know, after a while you can only stare at the scenery and hike around so much. And so then if they got a little bit of spending money for it and had a little bit of fun and interaction with other people. And so, yeah, they did that for about 3 or 4 seasons that they would do that. And he actually ended up driving, they have these unique buses up there. And so he ended up driving those at one point. So, you know, there's a lot of great ways to do that. And, you know, it all comes back down to having a plan, knowing, you know, how much money you have, how long is it going to last? Are you spending too much with taxes and retirement? And when should you take your Social Security? Well, we've got all those exact tools on free downloads in our digital toolbox. And so that's something you can easily go grab. All you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
There's a line that bears repeating as we start putting together our summer travel plans. Most of the people spend more time planning their vacations than their retirement. So why are so many of us guilty of this?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Retirement should be about lots of vacations, lots of fun, and we spend very little time on that. You know, it's just like everything, right? It's farther out. It's not here. It's not up close and personal. And, you know, and that's one of the things that people have to really be thinking about. I once talked with a gentleman who was, he had a bunch of apartment buildings and he was going to do this. He was telling me about this great trip that he was going to do. It was a 6-week thing. And, you know, he'd all had it all planned out and, you know, he was retired. And then there was issues with his apartment building, and to save money, he didn't have a, you know, manager or anything. He just did it all himself. And so he had to cancel this whole trip. And you're just going to go, well, that's ridiculous. I mean, why are you doing this, right? What was his point of having all this money and saving up all this stuff and having these assets unless you're going to go off and be able to enjoy them, be able to do something with those, right? And
yes.
And so I see that all the time. But, you know, I have some other clients that, you know, they do a really good job. They've planned for their finances. They planned for their, you know, with us, they did a plan. We looked at how long their money's going to last. And we said, okay, hey, here's how much money you got. And so some of them are doing, you know, all the national parks and they're out there, you know, hitting all those. You know, we've got some that are doing I've got one right now doing a river cruise out in Europe and stuff. So, you know, I mean, that's the fun part is I love when seeing my clients go out there and doing all that fun stuff that they plan on doing. And, you know, we check in with them and sometimes it's like, okay, well, those were more expensive trips. Maybe we should calm down the next year. Right. And so we always do a little bit of a reality check, but, you know, again, if you just take the time and, you know, really spend some effort looking at where your retirement's going to be, not only retirement, but along the way, as you build up more of those assets, you could be able to do a lot more fun trips and a lot more interesting things, even before you retire. But again, you got to take the time out and you got to sit down and figure out all those things that you need to look at. So, you know, again, if you want a copy of that toolbox, all those things that you can do is, you know, how long is your money going to last? And are you paying too much taxes in retirement? When to take Social Security? Even my book, Worry Less Wealth. And also, you can even set a time to talk if you want to set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call with us. With me personally, you know, you could do that also there at that digital toolbox site. So again, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And and we'll be right back with lots more. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Remember, you can get this Wealth Creator Toolbox. It's a digital toolbox that Eric and his team offer you every single week. All you have to do is call 800-454-1184 and just text the word toolbox. And in that, it's complimentary. You can get Eric's book that he wrote and a bunch of other educational materials that are there for you. This is our offer for you today. There can be so much excitement when you're going into a brand new phase of life, especially retirement. You see it every single day. You help retirees. You've been helping them retire every single day. And if someone is relocating maybe to their dream retirement home, maybe they're downsizing to a smaller home or a condo or townhouse, something like that, we're going to have to do some decluttering, right? It's just that time of life because you got a lot of stuff that you have to get rid of. And so I have for you a guy that wrote the book literally on downsizing. He's a retired professor now, but he talks about, you know, how you should confront the possessions of your life. I want you to hear what he had to say first. He's a professor from the University of Kansas. Here's what he said.
You really can't delegate the management of paper to other people. You have to look at all of it. And one piece of paper can stop you for hours because you'll discover something that needs to be done or somebody who needs to be contacted. And hours of work on paper really doesn't reduce the volume of things that are in, for example, a desk or a kitchen, but it has to be done. So that would be a great place to start.
Now, Eric, I got to ask, how many times have you and your family moved in your life? Have you been in that one house for a long time?
Yeah, no, we've been here for 20 years, so yeah. don't have to do that very often, but
yeah.
I would say the number one thing that my clients tend to do when they first retire is actually declutter their house.
Yeah.
It is one of those, ironic things. Now, obviously, if they're moving or downsizing physically to a different house or a different location, then it's got a lot higher priority. And, so I've had a lot of clients doing that too. And yeah, they're always amazed at how much stuff they have and how much stuff they didn't need. And I mean, some of the stuff he's talking about with the paper, most of all that stuff you can just toss, or take to one of those places that shreds it in bulk,
it, yeah.
Or whatever. But I mean, first of all, get a lot of stuff online. Stop getting any paper if you can. And nowadays, like statements that you get, even if you like to get the statements on paper, they're really not something that you have to, keep all those things, because nowadays you can just log on and get last year's statements or the year before's statements and the year before's tax stuff, right? So, I mean, the only thing you probably really do want to keep is actual, tax returns and stuff. Mm. But nowadays with things like, Google Drive or Dropbox or, all these different online storage places that you can do, you can store a lot of this stuff online and have huge amounts of paper there. And, that just gets rid of a lot of the junk, right? Mm. Off the bat. But then there's all that other stuff that, you accumulate too that you often don't need. And, probably the funniest story I had was our old next door neighbor, when they were moving from their house, they had no idea where they were going to move to.
Oh.
They just ended up, buying or reserving 6 1-month Airbnbs in different parts of the country just
wow.
to kind of check out things. And they downsized to, just three suitcases that they traveled with and then some sentimental other stuff. They put it in one storage thing and, we're going to have it shipped afterwards. But The funny part was every time he went for a jog, he would just throw away his clothes. He wouldn't wash them because he's like, you know, you'd have all these old t-shirts and shorts and things that you had. So he would just throw the trash. So that was the one way how he was getting rid of the stuff. So, you know, so yeah, if you just try to keep less junk there, you know, it does really help out. You know, I mean, a lot of that, especially the financial stuff. I mean, I've seen people where, you know, back in the old days where they used to mail you back your checks.
Oh my gosh,
I
mean, yes.
I had a client who had those from the 80s and she wanted them all scanned in. I'm like, nobody's going back for these things. Nobody's coming for this stuff, right? So, I mean, the only thing that probably gets people the most is if you go sell your house, you do have to prove how much you've paid in improvements over those years. So any home improvements, you definitely want to keep. Anything that's, you know, if you bought a stock and you had it a long time ago, you probably might need those brokerage statements if they're really old. If it shows your cost basis on your statement, then you're fine. But it's just if you had those stocks from, like, say, pre-2010, then sometimes you might need those records. But beyond that, no. I mean, most of that stuff you really don't need. Most of it's easily stuff that you can get. I mean, that's one of those things where people have to, you know, have to be thinking about, okay, how, you know, do I really need all this stuff? And would life be a lot easier if I just toss most of it? And yes, it would be a lot nicer.
Right. Oh my
and you'd have
gosh.
A lot more room. And, you know, and so, you know, one of the things that we do also to keep down the clutter is we have a digital toolbox that people can get. And again, you can print these if you really want to. But again, we urge you just to have them digitally. It goes over Social Security. It goes over paying too much in taxes. Will your money last? It even has some chapters of my book, Worry Less Wealth. You can even set an appointment there if you want to have more questions. But I think this digital toolbox is a great resource of stuff that is important. It's pretty quick. And again, it doesn't have to be printed. So it won't clutter up your house more if you get it. So again, if you want this digital toolbox, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text word toolbox 800-454-1184. Or you can link to it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial right here in San Jose. Eric, how often do people come to you thinking they have a financial strategy, but what they really have is a pile of statements or a shoebox full of account information?
Well, yeah, no, I've actually, I had somebody bring in a basket. He had a basket system. He would put everything in a basket until it filled up, and then he'd get a new basket. he wouldn't even open the statements.
What?
He didn't even know where his money was. But he just kept putting all the statements in there. So yeah, that's not the way to do it. I find a lot of people, especially, you know, in Silicon Valley where they've maybe jumped jobs, you know, tech companies or whatever, you know, they can sometimes, I don't even need to go to their LinkedIn profile. I can just look at their financial statements and they'll tell me where they all worked, you know, for the last 10 or 15 years, because they'll have all these old accounts there. So, you know, that's one of the problems is lots of times people think they're diversified. They think they've got lots of money in places, but they've got so many different accounts, they can't even really understand how diversified they are or are not. And it makes it really hard just to manage it. So, you know, anytime you leave any sort of 401k at an old company, you can always roll that to an IRA. And usually, almost always, that's the right call to make, just because then you can, you know, have your new 401k and then have your IRA. And then if you change jobs again, roll it over. And then that way you don't have all these different accounts. Because one thing too is lots of times when you have all those different funds, you'll end up thinking that you're pretty diversified, but then you have 10 funds that are all basically investing in the same stuff. One of those first things that sometimes we do is just tell people, okay, let's just first coordinate and get all this stuff combined into one, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. So true. So, Eric, with the information that you guys do help accumulate from your retirees, tell us what goes into creating that comprehensive retirement income strategy, please.
Yeah. So what we do is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your money and more about having fun, going on cool trips or doing stuff in retirement. And to do that, you need kind of five areas. One is you need to have that income. You need to make sure your income, you know, once your paycheck stops, where's the money going to come from? Always a little freaky and scary. And so where's that money going to come from for the rest of your life? Is it going to last with inflation, with taxes, everything? And then that tells us from there how you should have it invested. So then we have to see, is it actually invested to match that income need? And, you know, you need stuff that pays out, not just stuff that grows, because you need it every single month, right? And then you also need to look at the taxes, not just this year, but all years and seeing how that tax is going to have a ramification on those, that income and that investment. Obviously, healthcare is a big issue, pre-65, post-65, long-term care. And then lastly, legacy. Who's going to get your assets when you're gone? And so those are the five areas that you really need to make sure you're well-focused on. And you know, make sure you've got that blueprint. You know, one of the things we do when people first talk with us is we'll find out what kind of issues you have, what kind of concerns, and then we can actually build out that blueprint. We don't charge a fee right now for that. So, you know, take you through that whole process, say what's, hey, this is working, this isn't working, and this is what you should be doing. And, you know, here's some things you might want to fix. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not. But, you know, again, if you want to take advantage of at least finding out what's out there, finding out what a little bit of information that we've provided to you. You know, we've got Social Security information. Are you paying too much in taxes? Will your money last? And finding that balance, you know, in your retirement plan. So again, if that's something you want to get advantage of, it's totally free. All these digital toolbox items are very simple to get. All you do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You know, decluttering and downsizing are a couple of non-financial challenges. So we're going to get into more things you need to prepare for in retirement coming up next. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Hi, thanks for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And of course, today, Eric is offering his Wealth Creator Toolbox. Now, this isn't one of those toolbox like you buy at Sears or you used to get at Sears, but it's a digital toolbox. And in it has a lot of complimentary things for you just for listening today. Of course, his book, Worry Less Wealth, you can get that in there. And then also some other educational materials all about retirement. And it's all digital, so you can download those. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. That's how you can get all of this information complimentary from Eric and his awesome team at Heckman Financial. 800-454-1184. Now, there is so much excitement when you're starting a brand new phase of life. And today we're specifically focusing on what happens when you go into retirement. You might be downsizing for the very first time in a long time. So we've been talking about the non-financial challenges of getting all that done. But retired Professor David Eckert literally wrote the book on downsizing. He has a book. He wrote it when he was just retiring himself, too. He says, you know, we do have to get rid of a lot of stuff we've accumulated over the years. He said, while it's a challenge, it's a good feeling to declutter and downsize. Here's what he says, Eric.
And we studied people in over 100 households in the Midwest, people with large households and people with very modest households. Almost everybody was glad after they moved that they had been able to downsize, and they felt very good about what they did. They felt empowered.
It's like, you know, spring cleaning or reorganizing a garage or something. So you see this a lot, don't you, Eric?
No, certainly. And it is one of those things where, you know, once you get rid of a lot of that junk and you realize you didn't need it in the first place, and, you know, why did I buy all these silly things? Or, you know, and also it might be stuff that, you know, you had when you had kids and now they're all grown and things like that. And, you know, I remember one, I was still in college and my parents told me, my sisters said, okay, you guys have a couple of weeks to pick this stuff up and or else we're just throwing it all out. And I was like, what? Why? All of a sudden, but it obviously just did one of those downsizing and decluttering exercises and said, get this stuff out of our house. So, yeah, no, I think we all feel better when there's not a lot of stuff because, you know, when you see a bunch of mess someplace or you see whatever, it's a drawer you can't use or a cabinet that's full of stuff that you don't even care about anymore. You know, once that thing's empty, makes you feel better.
Well, I'm sure there are also plenty of financial planning steps that feel like a challenge to get through and make us all want to procrastinate about. So why don't you tell us about those now, Eric?
Yeah, well, you know, the biggest one is lots of times wills or trusts, getting that trust in place. And I'm always amazed at how many people have grown kids and they still have never done a will or a trust. It's like, well, guess you didn't need that guardian. So that was good.
Right.
A little late now, but those are things that can be a mess if you leave your estate, you know, not set up right. So that's one that I think a lot of us avoid. And, you know, it is super critical, because if anybody's ever gone through the process of settling somebody's estate, if it's organized, it's a mess or in a lot of work, right? But if it's, you know, if it's a mess, it's really, it could be a full-time job on top of your regular job. So, you know, those would be, you know, one of the big ones. But really just also trying to figure out, you know, how much do you spend a month, right? How much are you spending on a typical basis? And, you know, are you leaving room there for having fun? Because obviously when you get 7 days a weekend when you're retired versus two, you know, you can now go off and do more things. So are you leaving budget for that? And are you planning for medical costs and especially dental? Dental gets to be a pretty big price tag thing and you know, once you're over 65 and, you know, all those types of things. So, you know, really just having to make sure that you have those, you know, built into your budget. I mean, I had a client, literally, she said, look at my teeth, $28,000 I got in there. You know, when I die, they better be on display, because, you know, she couldn't believe she spent so much money in her mouth.
Wow.
And, you know, and so, you know, those are kind of the silly, weird things that people don't, you know, necessarily think about. But it is true. Those are things that are going to be there that you need to do. And then, you know, also just making sure that you have your assets in the right spots. Because if you have 100% of the money in the market, oh my gosh, you know, you've just got so much risk. And when you need that money every single month, yeah, that's not going to be the answer.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, all these topics, so important. Why is it that so many of us procrastinate and just almost freeze and don't do these things that we know we need to do before we retire?
Well, should I answer that later? Oh, no, sorry. I'm just trying to wait on it, right? No, just kidding. We all want to do things later, right? We're all horrible about that, right? If there's no deadline, I mean, one of the things is when people start to retire, I have had people where it's like, oh, yeah, I'm retiring this week or next week. And, you know, I need to start doing my plan. It's like, what? So lots of times it's, you know, maybe somebody in their family passed away and left a mess, and now all of a sudden they want to do their will or trust, right? There's a lot of things that finally trigger you to have action. It's just sad that you don't do it ahead of time. You know, and some of it's because people perceive it not being fun, which, okay, probably not. You know, it's probably a lot more fun to plan that big trip to Europe or something like that. But, you know, the part people don't get is you could probably have a lot more trips to Europe if you planned your finances first instead of planning that trip to Europe.
Yeah.
So, you know, what you have to do is you have to just kind of say, okay, hey, you know, I got to be an adult here or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, I got to make sure I get these things done and, you know, give yourself a deadline saying, hey, I'm going to have this done by this date. And having a deadline is always a wonderful thing. So, you know, but I mean, one of the things that we do, we can set up a time, a 15, 30 minute phone call, answer any questions you have. But, you know, the other thing that we did is we created this digital toolbox where you can find, you know, ways that for women to empower themselves a lot more, or how to make sure your money's going to last, which should you be thinking about with Social Security decision, and, you know, are you paying too much taxes? You know, these are all digital resources that we have, along with my book, Worry Less Wealth. And, you know, these are all set up all in one little spot that makes it super easy. And, you know, at least if you read about this stuff, maybe you can say, okay, this is one of the action items I'm going to do and I'm gonna put a deadline on for myself. So, you know, again, if you want to get access to that toolbox, all you got to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Anne Fulmer. One final tip from retired professor David Eckert, who wrote that book on downsizing. He says, yeah, we can get emotional and frustrated about all the stuff that we accumulate over the years, maybe even with our family members that we're trying to help. But also people get emotional about financial decisions. How can planning in advance help prevent that, Eric?
Well, I mean, actually on the sentimental things, by the way, that is the number one area more than actual financial issues that I see after somebody dies that cause more pain and more conflict.
Uh-huh.
Could be grandma's painting or whatever it is. And, you know, and so that's one thing where, you know, just writing down any sentimental type of issues and, you know, into a will or a trust, you know, having that set up and even take pictures of things if somebody wants something, you know, have that in there. But yeah, people do get a lot of emotion, of course, in the stock market, a lot of emotion in investing. And, you know, one of the reasons why, you know, you have somebody else help you manage that stuff is because then at least they're doing it and they're not going to be as emotionally attached. They're not going to overreact and panic. And, you know, hopefully they'll also tell you, hey, is this really a real crisis or is this something that's, you know, you're not going to remember in 3 or 4 years from now, right? And that lots of times that's what's happening in the market. But also, they may also say, well, hold it. You know, the reason you're freaking out so much is because, you know, you're getting so emotional is because you have so much more risk than you should have. You know, you need to have a better plan. And by having that plan, then you're not going to have all those worries and concerns. And that's literally why my book is named Worry Less Wealth and why we do the blueprint to worry less wealth is to make people not worry as much and have more fun and enjoy life. So, you know, again, that's one of the things that, you know, that we really try to help people with. But we did set up this digital toolbox to, you know, really get people to have a lot more information about Social Security, if you're paying too much in tax, how to make sure your money lasts, and even my book, Worry Less Wealth, is there. So, you know, if you want to get access to that, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We'll be right back with more of Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman right after this.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, we're so glad to have you join us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He is a well-known speaker and author. He can provide you with some guidance to get you to and through retirement with worry less wealth. That is his goal for you. When you like to worry less, well, that's what this show is all about. Eric explains. Now, right now is a time, Eric, where I'm going to read some questions for you. Okay, we're going to dig into your Wealth Creator Radio mailbag. And then you're going to give us some answers. So these are from retirees. Are you ready for this?
Yep, let's go for it.
You're always ready. Okay, I'm planning on retiring in 3 or 4 years, and I'm thinking really hard about relocating. What are some things to consider as I'm trying to narrow down my options for where to move?
Well, probably the biggest one is, what are you going to do with your house? You know, are you going to sell it? You know, you get the $500,000 if you're married, or $250,000 capital gain exclusion for single. Yeah, you know, depending on how long you live there, for a lot of people in the Bay Area, that's their way over that, so that you may have a pretty big taxable hit. So that's one thing to be thinking about. One benefit if you're staying in California, the new Prop 19 allows you to move your property tax basis from way back when to any other place in the state, so that can make it nicer if you're trying to move to the foothills or something. Obviously, if you're going to move to a tax-free state like Texas, Nevada, Washington, something like that, you know, then that does play into a lot of things about your financial plan, because you're deferring California tax and then not having to pay it when you take it out. So that can be a big one. And then also, are you going to just rent the house? Are you going to rent where you're going to go to? Yeah, there's lots of different options. So I'd say just kind of get some pros and cons. I mean, one of the interesting things, actually, my neighbor did this. When they sold their house, they booked 5 one-month Airbnbs in different parts of the country. And so they just wanted to figure out where they wanted to live. Two of them were locations where their kids are living, their adult children. But some weren't. Uh-huh. and so, they just wanted to kind of get a feel for it. And I think it's actually almost always a better option if you can to, you know, do a short-term rental or do something for a while before you get to that, know that neighborhood. Because you may think this one area, this one town you want to move to is good. But then once you live there a little bit, you find out the traffic's bad or other things. And, you know, so I think it's really good if you can to just, you know, initially rent, just check it out, and then also try to spend some time in all seasons.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, especially if you're leaving the Bay Area where, you know, we complain when it, you know, the one or two days a year it hits freezing levels and stuff, and the rare days it hits 100. So, yeah, if you're going someplace where it's snowing and ice storms and, you know, I've seen a lot of clients move to other places, and, yeah, they're dealing with a lot of weather.
We're digging into Eric's Wealth Creator Radio mailbag. And here's another one. I like how my money has been performing in the markets, but I am starting to get a little bit worried about the risk that I'm taking. Now, this is my life savings. So what are some moves I should make with my money, Eric?
Yeah, so that's one of the critical things is I think people way too much depend on the stock market to always be good. And we know there's... you know, dot-com crashes. We know there's 08 crashes, COVID crashes, right? All these things. And so, yeah, you cannot depend 100% on the stock market. So you want to have some foundational money, some money that can't go away, some money that's guaranteed. You want to have some money that's guaranteed ideally for the rest of your lifetime. And you also want to have some steady income in addition to the market money. So yeah, that'd be one of the things I would definitely recommend is start looking at those two other areas. Again, that's something we help with all of our clients here do is diversify that money out and make sure that you've got a plan that works in all conditions, all market conditions, because that's the only plan that you want.
Right, exactly. And so take us through your blueprint to Worryless Wealth, which is what you're offering today.
Yeah, so the blueprint basically covers the five critical areas: having an income plan, a written income plan that takes into account taxes, inflation, everything, investment plan, how are those dollars set up, where, you know, are they in foundational, steady income, market money, look at the taxes, when should you convert, when should you not, when should you be put money into what account, when should you take money out of which account. Look at the healthcare issues along the way, if you're retiring pre-65, post-65, long-term care. And then even legacy, who's going to get your stuff at the end, what assets are better to leave behind, and all those types of things. So, you know, that's one of the things that we've been doing here for a long time at Heckman Financial is creating that blueprint to worry less wealth. And, you know, again, that's something we can create for you. There's no cost, no obligation. All you do is set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call. We'll talk about what your situation, what concerns you have. And then from there, we can kind of build out that blueprint that you have already that you just don't know. And we'll tell you what's working and what areas you might have some issues in. And then we can figure out ways to address them. So, you know, again, if you want to take advantage of that, all you have to do is set up that phone call. It's you can text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Let Eric and his team at Heckman Financial help guide you to help you lay out your income for the rest of your life. You might be retired for 20, 30, maybe even 40 years, and he and his team are here to guide you. Here's another question, and this one has to do with Social Security, Eric. We're reaching into Eric's Wealth Creator Radio email bag, and here's one here. Could Social Security really keep up with the cost of living?
You know, supposedly the government says it will.
Yeah.
You know, there was that huge increase for 2022 for inflation. But, you know, there's some years where there's been no increases and other ones where there have been in between. So, you know, you can kind of count on anywhere from 1% to 3%, you know, average increases. But Social Security is not that much money to start off with. I mean, for most people, that's not going to be a successful retirement if that's all you have. And so it's going to help. It's definitely not a bad thing, right? But it is something that you can't rely on Social Security, because Social Security is not going to be enough to have any sort of meaningful retirement or existence, I guess I would call it. So, you definitely have to have other assets that are, you know, outpacing that and keeping up with inflation.
You know, that worries me about baby boomers. You know, that's my generation, my peers. And, you know, I know, you know, several years ago, you and I were always talking about how people just haven't saved enough. What are you seeing mostly lately on people my age who are getting ready to retire?
Well, obviously, most of the clients that people come to me, they have done some savings, okay. You know, so they, you know, have some built up, and they're trying to figure out, you know, some obviously have done very well, some not as well. And so it's like, okay, well, where do you want to, you know, how do you want to change stuff? Do you want to retire here, or you want to relocate, or do you want to work a few more years? You know, but that's the beauty of our income plan, is we can figure that out ahead of time, then make those decisions with some knowledge. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot worse when you're retired, then you're trying to figure out, okay, how am I going to live?
Yeah.
And, oh, shoot, I should have not retired for another couple of years.
Right, so, yeah, there you go.
You don't want to have that. Yeah, so you want to plan that ahead for
make
sure.
Make sure you have a plan for your income, yeah. Okay, here's probably the last question I can get in for today. We're reaching into Eric's Wealth Creator Radio mailbag. This one is asking, can you explain what a qualified charitable distribution is? I've read a little bit about it. I'm still not sure exactly what it is and what the benefits are.
So a qualified charitable distribution, QCD. Mm-hmm. So this is basically for people who have that required minimum distribution. So, you know, if you're hitting 72, the goofy thing about this law is when they changed it to 72, they did allow you to still donate your money at 70 and a half. I don't know who's going to do that, really, because you don't have to take the money out. So
yeah.
Why would you donate it unless you're being overly generous? But,
yeah.
You know, the reality for most people when they're retired is most people can't itemize anymore. You know, with a lot of the eliminations of the deductions and the, you know, getting rid of the exemptions, but having the higher standard deduction. Lots of times people are, when they're retired, they either have a small mortgage or no mortgage, so they can't have that mortgage write-off and other things. So they can't usually get a write-off for charitable donations. So what this does is it says, okay, well, yeah, you got to take out, you know, there's so much money from your, you know, your, what we call your required minimum distribution, or RMD, from your retirement accounts. If you want, you can have that sent straight from whoever handles your IRA. So say if it's, you know, Fidelity, for example, go from Fidelity straight to that charity. You don't pay tax on it, but it meets the definition of you taking the money out.
Awesome.
And the cool thing is it kind of barely shows up on your tax return. It shows up there for a second, but comes right off. So it's not income. It's not a write-off, but it's just not income. So say you had to take out $10,000 and instead you donated that. That's not $10,000 of income. That's not, you know, stuff that you have to have a deduction for or anything else like that. You just don't pay the tax. So it's a great way to go. You know, again, that's one of those things where if you've got a plan, you work in that part of your plan, then it's easy to figure out how to donate that and when to do that. There's also things called donor advised funds that we use for people who have, you know, highly appreciated stock. That's a great way to you know, compile all your donations in 1 year. So there's a lot of different ways that you can really get some great tax benefits if you do some planning with not only a financial advisor who knows the financial markets type of stuff and investment products, but really also knows the taxes. So, you know, again, that's something we do here at Heckman Financial. So if you want to sit down with us and set up that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we talk about that, you know, income plan, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy, all you have to do is text us the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We'll be right back with the rest of our show.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial. He's also the author of Worry Less Wealth. You can get that book by just texting TOOLBOX 800-454-1184. All right, Eric, we've come to that time in our show where you give us a story about people that you have helped. Today, we're going to talk about a wealth success story. Kind of a really nice example to see how things can work out for the best for retirees. So tell us about it, please.
Yeah, so this is one of my clients, Cindy, and remember when I first met her, she was sit down across the table from me, and unfortunately, she'd lost her husband, and they'd been married, I think it was 44 years or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
It was a long time, and you know, just a few years before that, she'd lost her son, so she was all of a sudden having to do everything on her own, and they had some rental properties, and that was not her thing. But they always managed them themselves. They never had a manager, but it was really her husband who had been doing that, and he did the handyman stuff and working with the tenants and all those types of things. And she was even telling me that they called about this some floor issue, and she just started crying on the phone with them because she had no idea what to do. And and so, you know, we helped her with some strategies where she could, you know, sell those with in a tax-free manner. Just put those proceeds into, you know, into some stuff that will, you know, give her a lot of cash flow.
Oh.
It was funny because she had money, but she didn't see the money coming in. So she was doing very good. And then she, you know, realized that, you know, she didn't know as many people in her neighborhood anymore because, you know, she didn't get out as much. And of course, if you don't have the kids and other things to you know, have you talk with people. And so then, yeah, we looked at it and said, hey, why don't we sell the house? And she moved into a independent living place there, where all of a sudden now she could talk to all these people, meet people. She didn't need that huge place anymore. And now she's just totally content. She's got plenty of money coming in. She knows she's fine for the rest of her life. And if you plan stuff and you know you're okay, but sometimes to know you're okay, you have to have it in a certain way. And for her, it was having the actual cash flow coming in the door. It didn't matter if it was someplace else until she saw it kind of coming in that door. That's when she finally realized, oh yeah, I am good. I don't have to worry about things, and I'll be happy for the rest of my life. And, you know, so that's where she's at now. So, you know, again, this is things that we can help you with. I mean, you've been listening to Wealth Creator Radio. My name is Eric Heckman. We'll be back next week for more advice to help you create wealth in retirement. And, you know, again, if you want to set a time to talk with me directly, all you have to do is text the word visit 800-454-1184. Again, you can call or text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.